the neighbors. The Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back once again, and good afternoon to all of you, and welcome to a beautiful afternoon. Wish could stay like this all weekend in fair weather, but I guess we might have a little shower here and there. I sure don't want to do like all the TV weather guys. It's a beautiful day today, but wait till tomorrow. Oh, that's kind of discouraging. Yeah, it's a great day today. And, you know, the weather may change a little, that's for sure. It always does. This month of June is rather unique. There's not too many months of June like this, but there have been a lot of them. Ask any bicycle rider of any age. I can remember my bicycle riding in the month of June used to be so uncomfortable. I kept thinking, when are we going to get to July and some good weather? I guess you could say the same thing today. Today being, what's the date? The 14th of June. And tomorrow is Father's Day, isn't it? Yes. So what are you going to do on Father's Day? Are you going to gift or are you going to eat? I bet most people eat. I would think that some people will be eating out in their yard and a barbecue grill, while others will be picking out a restaurant they think won't be too busy. Now, the Father's Day restaurant business is a lot less than Mother's Day. Mother's Day is the biggest, I don't know, maybe Easter is. I thought Mother's Day was the biggest day for dinner in restaurants. Okay, so what else do we have here? Today I've got a guest coming in, a United States Marine, and this particular Marine, we'll find out all about him. He's the one that has been championing our cause for the fly-in in September to get the government to bring in a couple of Osprey aircraft. Now, that's the aircraft that has vertical takeoff. You know, it's kind of like a helicopter, not quite. But you fly up in the air, and then you press a button, and the engines tilt forward, and away you go. So that would be a display, probably a remarkable display, at the airport. We're going to find out all about that from our Marine guest today when he comes in. Right now, I think he's over at the Veterans Park doing a film. Okay, so I've got a few things to give away today. Let me see here. If you want to go to the zoo, I can fix you up on that. Or if you want to go to Zumbezi Bay, I'll take care of that. And if you'd like to drive over to the wilds, we'll fix that up for you. All right? Good enough? Better be, because that's all I got. But that's enough. Wow. Okay. Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo. And away it goes. So my first question today, I'm going back to almost a year. I went through that whole process of asking you about street names and giving you a clue as to what street I was looking for. Well, I'm going to do a little bit of that today. Like the very first one. The first question is, what street would like water? what street in Marion would just love water? Now, what I'm talking about is the name of a street that you would associate with the quest for water. Okay? What street would that be? It's a common element out there, looking for water. This one particular object needs a lot of water. Okay, E119 is the time. Okay, here's another one. This might be even easier. Well, I make sure that everything's freed up here. 740-383-9944. I want you to tell me what street in Marion has to do with labor. What street in Marion would be associated with labor? All right. Let me see. I've got another here. The name of a typewriter. I know. How many of you have ever seen a typewriter? That's a thing of the past. Now, some of us, if they're old enough, went through high school learning to type. Little did we ever think that keyboard we were memorizing and messing up on all the time, that keyboard would be with us the rest of our lives. That keyboard from the oldest typewriter is still the keyboard on a computer, the latest invention. It's amazing how one person that invented the letters and their spacing on a typewriter, that person would have never had any idea that someday some fantastic thing called a computer would be using the same keyboard. But right now, I want you to tell me the name of a typewriter. Yeah, there's a street in Marion with the same name as a typewriter. There is. 7403-39944. All right. A gentleman was just in, incidentally. He brought some old pop bottles. And one of those pop bottles was King's Beverage. Now, how many of you have ever heard of King's Beverage in Marion? King's Beverage was the very first soda pop made in Marion. Now, the reason I know this, Eddie Hoffman, remember the policeman, Eddie Hoffman, the tall, six-foot policeman walking down Center Street, swinging his club? Everybody liked Eddie Hoffman. Well, his family had the very first soda pop company. And I want you to tell me the name of it. All right? I doubt if you could do that, though. Let me see if I can think of another name for it. I don't know if there's a street in Marion with them. I don't know. But if any of you know the name of the first soda pop in Marion, you know it correctly, I'll give you any prize. From Zumbezi Bay to the zoo to the wilds. All right. 740-383-9944. The time is 1:22. And I should be having a guest in this afternoon, a United States Marine. That'd be interesting. Since I have a grandson that's a full-fledged Marine in Seattle, Washington. Okay. How about another name for a street? First of all, I've asked, what street would have a name of an object that would like water? Or how about this? A street better than any other. A street better than any other. Or, let me see, what street would be associated with a character out of the Three Musketeers? Okay. All right, who's the guy that stole from the rich and gave to the poor? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, are you looking for the Superior Street?
Yes, yeah, Superior is correct. Yeah. Hey, would you like a prize?
I think I will.
All right. You want zoo or Zumbezi Bay or the wilds?
I want to take my son to the zoo, so we'll do the zoo ticket.
That's good. What's your name?
Put it under DJ Fay.
DJ, what's the last name?
Fay, F-A-Y.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right. Good enough. And we'll be open today till 3 o'clock.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. And today is the 14th of the month. Yes, indeed. Okay. DJ Fay wins. Here's another caller. Let's see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Underwood for the typewriter?
Yes, Underwood for the typewriter is correct.
Yeah, I remember those old things.
Yeah, me too. I have an Underwood.
Oh, do you? I have one that's really old. It's, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's those, I think, first ones that are black and...
Yeah, mine. Yeah, mine was invented in 1917. But the ribbon is all dried out.
I don't think you can get ribbons anymore, can
I
you?
I doubt it very much.
Because I know a couple people, they've had them for sale in that one paper, that free one that they put around.
Oh.
And I thought, how would you ever get a ribbon
yeah.
for them? So.
Even the roll on my typewriter has seen its better years. It has a crack in it. And when you run the paper through... It has a hard time printing over that crack.
Oh.
But anyhow, yes. Now, what would you like for a prize today?
Oh, I can't win. I have a couple more days.
Oh, okay. Good enough.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Underwood, yes. Underwood, the typewriter. Okay, now there's a name of a street in Marion that has in its title something that just loves to be around water. Now, what street would that be? Okay, we got the typewriter. Let me cross that off here. Oh, and I still need the street with a labor name. What would that be? A street related to labor. And let me see what else do I have here. Oh, we got Superior. Okay, we got that done. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller. Are you there? Yeah. Hey, caller, go ahead. I see your caller's number, but no answer. Well, okay. So what street is named after something that loves water? 7403-399-44. Or what street would be associated with labor? The name of the street would be associated with labor. Now, what I'm doing today is going back a whole year to get these questions. All right, here we go. Okay, caller. Are you there?
Waterloo.
Well, let me see. Water? No, it's not Waterloo, but that sounds good. No, there's something on this street that loves water. Okay, you think about that, Bob. Okay. Let me see. Oh, what else? Well, there is a street in Marion that is named after some kind of material that you can sew. You can make clothing out of it. There is a street with that name. I didn't know that, but I see it listed here. Or what street is associated with the labor movement? Or a tree? Well, actually, it's a tree that likes water. And there's a street with that name. What would that be? All right. 7403-399-44. Okay, now let me see. There's another street in Marion that its first name has the same name as a movie star. And that might be kind of hard for you. I'll skip that one. Okay. Now, let me see. Here's a street named after the first lady of a president. No, it's not Florence Street for Harding. No, this is, that's not the president. This street in Marion was named after a president's wife. What is it? Or, let me see what else I've got here. Oh, a street associated with Napoleon. A street associated with Napoleon. Now, what would that be? A street associated its name with that of Napoleon. Or another street, and I once saw the check. In fact, I was just in the Valley Forge Chapel a couple of days ago and saw a lot of remnants from the Washington era. And if there's any firemen listening, you know, we called the old trucks hook and ladder trucks. And I doubt if anyone knows what the hook part of a hook and ladder truck is. I had to look that up once because I got so curious. And I found that when a building was burned far enough, they could take that hook and just pull it down. Maybe to make it easier to put out, I don't know. But when I was in the chapel there at Valley Forge, there in a case was a hook. And it said, "This is the hook," often referred to in the hook and ladder truck. Now, they didn't say what the hook was used for, but I had looked it up years ago and found out it was to tear down a building.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't from the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, "You know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days." And I said, "Well, move Wednesday around, and we do it on Wednesday, and tell them I do the day date on Thursday."
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Phil Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, we're back once again, and we're digging up some old questions from a year ago. Yes, a whole year ago. And we continue on now. There is a street in Marion that has the same name as a German bit of money. I think a German. Okay, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hello, caller.
Okay, caller. Go ahead.
Bob, is that you?
Hello, caller.
Okay, yeah. Did you win? Yeah, the DJ Faye? Yeah, okay. You won zoo tickets. Okay. Well, super duper. Have fun. What? Yeah. Aha, okay. Very good. Okay, our winner. Okay, let me see. Okay, we have another caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, on your Napoleon questions, that would be Waterloo.
Let me see, Waterloo. Well, that's a street that has Waterloo in it, but that's not the street with... Well, I'm looking...
You asked the question about Napoleon.
Oh, yes, okay, you're right.
That would be Waterloo.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you're not eligible yet, are you?
Not until Tuesday.
Not until Tuesday. Okay, Waterloo, yes.
Right.
Okay, Bob, thanks.
Yep.
All right. The street associated with Napoleon is Waterloo. He met his Waterloo. Poor Napoleon. They put him up and put him out of commission for a long time. All right. Now let me see. Let me get another one here. Okay, how about a street in Marion that has to do with elevation? You know, some streets are down, some are up, some are halfway around. What street would it be that you'd be going up on? What street would that be? Can you name a street that has a name of going up a particular place? Or can you name a Civil War general whose name is on a Marion street? A Civil War general who has a street named for him in Marion. And let me see. Oh, I didn't realize we had a street by the name that I'm going to ask you about. It's a street named after a cigarette. Now, what street would that be? A street in Marion named after a cigarette. No, it's not Campbell Street. It's not Lucky Strike Street. Street. Interesting. But there is a street in Marion with the name of a cigarette, and I don't know even know if they're on the market anymore. Not too many of those old cigarettes are around. And every time you go to a doctor, you guys and gals, the doctor says, "Were you ever a smoker?" And your face turns red and you have to say, "Yes, I was." And, well, when did you quit? And I always tell them, in 1983. Well, that makes them feel a little better. But just the fact that you once smoked, the medical people frown on. Like, hey, your days are limited. Yeah, so just think about that, you smokers. Throw down that cigarette. Do like I did. Designate your last cigarette and that's it. I know you go through the overthrows of not being able to pick up a cigarette and satisfying yourself with that nicotine. But when you go to a doctor, you won't be embarrassed. All right. They don't like smokers or people that smoke because they know they're going to have to do something with their lungs before they die. All right. Let me see what else I've got here. A cigarette that has the name of a street in Marion. A Civil War general. An insurance company in Connecticut. I got that? A street that is named for its contours. Whatever. Okay. And let me see what else do I have here that might be easy. There was a steam engine made on the street in Marion. A steam engine in the west side of Marion. And there are still a few of those around, but there's a street in Marion with that name. because that's the street where the factory was that made these steam engines. No, it wasn't Huber Street. No, this was a steam engine before Huber, or same time, maybe. All right, and there's a street, too, that's named after a floor wax. Wow. A street in Marion that has the same name as floor wax. Think of that. But what's the street name named after the company that built the steam engine? Okay. And there's a street in Marion with a title of German money. What would that be? A street in Marion that has the same name as some German money. Got that? Yeah, let me see what else I can. There was a guy associated with George Washington. He was from France, and he donated a bunch of money to Washington to conduct the war, to free the East Coast people from England. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, that German money, would that be Mark?
Yes, Mark Street. Yay! All right. A winner we've got. Okay. What would you
go ahead and give it to the next caller. I just picked up one.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right, thanks. Okay. Now, let me see here. We also have a street named after an early surveyor. I don't expect you to get that, though. Starts with the letter H. A very early surveyor known throughout the region. And then there's a street in Marion named after an insurance company. No, it's not Prudential Street. Okay, an insurance company. In fact, there's a town in Connecticut with the same name as that street in Marion. What's the Civil War general mentioned in a street in Marion? Let me see. Or when you're going south on Interstate 75, you look ahead and you see a sign that says, what does it say? Okay, we have another winner, I think. Yes.
My mom sent me to get tickets.
Okay, what tickets?
Eva Pollock. I think
what was the name?
Eva Pollock.
Oh, Eva Pollock. Yeah, those tickets are next door. Knock on the door and go right in. Yeah. Let's see. I might have it listed here, too. Yeah. Yeah, she gets a zoo ticket. All right. Well, if I give you enough streets here for a while. That's a lot of fun, though. Yeah, very good. Let's see, a street. We've got the Napoleon, that's Waterloo. Okay. The street where they made steam engines, and I'm not talking about Huber. Oh, here's a caller. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, on that insurance, would that be Hartford?
Yes, Hartford Street, exactly. Boy, you're right there. Okay, what kind of a prize would you like?
Do you have some Beasley Bay tickets left?
I sure do. Okay, what's your name?
Shiloh Ballinger.
Okay, Shiloh. And if you come out here before 3, you can pick it up.
All right, thank you much.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bye. All right. Yes. So I give him the Zumbeezy Bay, and then I'll have one set of Zumbeezy Bay tickets left and a few sets of zoo tickets. So, okay. Shiloh Ballinger, let me see. Write that down here, Zumbeezy Bay. All right. Let me see, Florence. Florence, y'all. Have you seen that sign? That was one of my questions. Florence, Kentucky. That used to be, or it was intended to be, an advertisement for a shopping mall in Florence, Kentucky. But all that was left of it is Flo-Y'all or something like that, just south of Cincinnati. All right. Now tell me the name of a Civil War general that has a street in Marion with that same name. In fact, there was a school by that name once. All right. And there is a street in Marion named after a comic strip character. Let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, you're looking for Grant.
Grant? Well, that Grant was one of them, but that's not the one I'm looking for, Gus. Okay. Yeah, there's probably more than Grant. But this Civil War general starts with the letter H. Okay, let me see. There's a street in Marion named after a cigarette. And a street in Marion named after a fragrant piece of wood. A fragrant piece of wood. And let me see what else I have here. Another name of a tree. Oh, here we go.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play.
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, I haven't even mentioned Lulu today, have I? Yeah, Lulu's coming to Marion in a couple of weeks. Lulu from the old TV show called Hee Haw. Remember that? Yeah. Well, she's coming to Marion. She's coming here to WWGH. And also, she'll be signing her book out at Perkins Family Restaurant. Okay, and I'll give you some more information here after this. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Did you get an answer yet to the cigarette street question?
No, I didn't. No.
Monarch.
Well, that, yeah, okay, I'll accept that. I was looking for Chatfield.
Oh, well, but Monarch is it's valid too, right?
Yeah, okay. Now, what
Hot
is your...
diggity.
Now, what's your name?
Sarah Burger.
I thought so. Okay. Sarah, what would you like for a prize?
Do you still have zoo tickets?
Yeah, I've got, yes, I certainly do. Okay, cool. You've got a pair of them now.
Okay.
All right. And, sir, if you get here before 3 today, you can get your tickets.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Okay. We're clicking today, aren't we? All right. The Civil War general starts with the letter H. Who was he? Civil War general that... Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, is the one for labor Union Street?
Union Street is correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you win a prize today?
No.
Okay. Good enough, thanks.
Goodbye.
All right, Union Street has to do with labor. Okay, simple. Okay, let's see, we got cigarettes. As a fragrant wood. What street in Marion has the same name as a fragrant wood? Another a wood with some smell to it. All right. Or the Civil War general whose first letter starts with an H. Let me see what else. Oh, now here's an easy one. A real easy one. There once was a radio show and a comic book that featured a particular character. His girlfriend was Veronica. Now, do you remember that? What character was had a girlfriend by the name of Veronica in comic books and also in old radio shows? Can you name that character? And I could give you a real big hint, but wait. Yeah, what character in comic books had a girlfriend by the name of Veronica? Here we go. This may be the winner. Okay, go ahead.
How about Archie?
Archie. Yeah. Let's see, was it Archie or... Then wait a second. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking it was Henry Aldrich. But it's Archie. You're right.
Yep.
Okay, what would you like for a prize?
Any food?
A what? No food today.
No food.
No food. You gotta get... Yeah, you gotta get your skinnies today.
Oh, no. Oh. I don't want any zoo tickets for some Beezy Bay.
Okay. Well, that's about it then.
Okey-doke.
Maybe next week.
Alrighty.
Okay. See ya.
Talk to you later, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah, how about that? Okay. Let me see. A smelly wood. What do you have? What have you seen that smells in the way of wood? Because there is a street in Marion with the same name. No, it's not a street in Marion by the name of Smelly, but the name of the wood. All right? Or can you tell me the Civil War general whose home is in Lancaster, Ohio? I've toured it, and you can too. All right? Let's see. We've got Henry Archie, not Henry. Remember? Henry Aldrich. Remember those days? Oh, my goodness. And let me see. The fragrant wood. Oh, here's somebody. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okay, Charlie, this is Sarah Burgraff.
Yes.
I was thinking of a building, an establishment. I think it's like an apartment complex.
Yes.
Called Monarch. It's on Lake Boulevard. So guess what? I'm not a winner, Charlie.
Oh, well, yes, you are. Yeah.
I wanted to be honest and do the right thing.
Okay.
I'm not a winner.
Being so honest, you get the zoo tickets.
Oh, Charlie, you're the greatest.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Okay, yeah. Oh, and the beverage company in Marion, a gentleman brought me in to let me look at some pop bottles today. And one of those bottles said King Beverage. King Beverage was the very first soda pop made in Marion. And the very early bottles of King soda pop had corks made of glass. Yeah, boy, and that was a long time ago. The King Beverage Company. And the relative was the, you know, the cop that passed away, the tall six-footer. What was his name now? I forget, you know, just as quick as I remember. Okay, let me see. What else can I ask you here? The general, he was a general, I think, in France, gave money to George Washington and said, hey, don't spend it all in one place, but if this helps you win the war, go ahead. I saw the check that he wrote to George Washington. I saw it. It's in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. But what was his name? What was his name that helped finance the Revolutionary War? Okay, go ahead, caller.
The general from Civil War, was that General Hocking?
No, it wasn't. It was, the first two letters are H-A. Did I give you a hint?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you think about it.
I was thinking that's where Hocking Hills got their name, but from General Hocking.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there were some Indians down there, the Hocking Indians.
Oh, that might be. Too.
Yeah. And all so right. It goes.
Okay. Hey, you said you were looking for a cigarette. Street.
Yes.
For a cigarette.
Yeah.
Chesterfield wasn't a cigarette. That was Chesterfield.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
When you told that gal Chesterfield, I thought, that wasn't named a cigarette.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, okay. Well, that's good right. Because I gave Sarah a prize anyhow. Okay, thanks.
There you go. All right.
All right. Yeah, isn't that funny? Chatfield is not a cigarette. It's Chesterfield. And what were the slogans? You remember Lucky Strike, LSMFT? Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Lucky Strike means save me from Truman. Oh, I'll never forget that. LSMFT, Lord Save Me from Truman. So you see, back then, not everybody liked the president. They never have. It's a thing. And it got so that instead of the Lucky Strike slogan, meaning, you know what it was Lord Save Me from Truman. Instead of Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. All right. Well, let me see. Should I move on to some other streets? Did I ever get the wax, the floor wax, named after a street? Or a street named after a floor wax? I don't think so. Or what was the name of the steam engine? There's a street in Marion with that name. Okay. The floor wax and a steam engine and, let's see, a tree. A board from a tree that smells, or the first name of Mrs. Carter, the first name of President Jimmy Carter's wife. I met her once. Or, let me see, there's a street in Marion called, same as a tomato name. What would that be? There's also a street in Marion, now get this, a street in Marion that pertains to a celebration in Columbus tomorrow. Now get that one, a street in Marion that pertains to the celebration tomorrow in Columbus. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, okay. And there's also a street in Marion named after a plastic bag. Yeah, there is. A street named after a plastic bag, as well as a street with the same name as a celebration going on in Columbus tomorrow. You know, we were talking about that earlier. Okay. Or can you tell me the name of the street? Oh, here we go. Okay, what's your guess?
I'm guessing Gay Street.
Gay Street is correct, yes.
Yeah, I took dancing lessons down Gay Street.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
And that wasn't Mesky, was it? Miss America lady?
No, it was Bill Howard Dance Studio, and they had a Fred Astaire down the same street.
Oh.
And I forget what the one I started with. It was it wasn't Bill Howard, but they changed it to his name.
Oh, okay. Boy,
yeah.
That goes back a long time.
Oh, in the 60s.
Yes. Would you like a prize today?
No, I can't win. I'm
okay.
Just answering some.
All right. Good enough.
Okay,
bye. Yes. Well, we're cooking today, aren't we? 1:59's the time. And the sun is shining. And we've got some blue sky out there. All right. The Civil War general whose last name started with the letter H. Let me see what else. The wood that has a fragrance. There's a street in Marion with that name. And let me see. Boy, I've got, we went through, how long did this last? A couple of weeks? Naming Marion City streets, relating them to some famous person or whatever. That's really a lot of fun. Yeah, you don't realize until we start asking these questions that all these Marion streets that have names you can associate with other things. 1:59, well, we're coming up on...
You're listening there. To WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper...
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't...